join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Positioning for Wealth Transfer by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
God will use somebody to open up a door, put you in a room, and then shut the door. I've seen countless testimonies of God using one person to do that. When we started our ministry, we needed a place to start having church. And I had started a little Bible study in my home, but I only invited people that I knew to the Bible study. I knew about five people. So that the church can't grow if only you know five people. And I didn't want to invite strangers into my house. Forgive me, you better than me. Okay, whosoever will, let them come. I believe that should be the case to the church, not my house. Anyway, so I just wasn't, the Bible said go out highways and the hedges and compel them to come. Well, even when you look at that, that wasn't a house, that was a wedding reception. When you read it in context, study the scriptures. And so we needed a place where I can invite everybody to come. So I went to this particular hotel, the Holiday Inn Express on St. Andrew Road here in Columbia. Now it's like Econo Lodge or Knight's Inn. It's deteriorated, kept going down since then. But that was in 1996. Well, I went and I said, well, I'm looking for a place to start having church services. I said, well, I just need a small room. She said, well, woman came. She said, well, she showed me this small room here. She said, well, this small room here, this regularly rents for $150. And the large one rents for $300. And I'm like, I don't have $150. Nor do I have $300. She said, but since you're a church just starting, you can have the room for $50. And anytime you want to, you can have the large room for $150. And she said, well, anytime you're ready to do that, just come in. We'll sign a little contract. I said to her, do you have that contract now? She brought out the contract, and I picked the days, and I signed it. And I had enough to pay for a whole month. What you talking about? I had enough, and I went outside to my car and said, whoa, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I was so excited because we got favor. Now I believe, I really wish I knew that young lady's name, and so because I would help her even today. She, a couple weeks later, came back, and she said, well, I got in trouble. She said, they told me that I had no authority to rent those rooms to you that inexpensively. She said, but since you already signed the contract, they got to honor it. I don't care what you say. That was a door God opened for us. I couldn't afford $150, $300 at the time. I could afford $50. And so God, you can believe God to open up doors for you. God said, I'll open doors to you that no man can shut. 2 and 12. 2 Corinthians 2 and 12, it says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, a door was opened unto me of the Lord.
He said, when I got there, God opened a door for me.
Are y'all seeing this theme that there are supernatural doors that God alone will open? Now, watch this. When God opens up a door, you don't have to know the person. When God opens up a door for you, you don't have to pay for it. When God opens up a door, people will wonder, how did this happen? Because this is the favor of God that opens up doors for you. He says, so when I came to Troas to preach the gospel, a door was opened to me of the Lord. I'm declaring over you that during this season, God's going to open up doors that only he could open. Doors that you thought were shut. Opportunities that you thought had passed you. God's going to open up doors for you. Even in this season. I got some seasoned citizens here among us. It's not too late for God to open up doors for you. It's not too late for God to give you new opportunities. Even in this season in your life. Come on. His mercy is forever. His anger endures for a moment, but the Bible says his favor is for life. Come on. If you still got life, you can still experience favor.
I'm sorry. Calm down, Herb. This is Bible study. This is Bible study. Matthew 7 and 8.
I'm talking about expecting, confessing, believing, declaring for God open up doors for you for wealth transfer during this season. Matthew 7 and 8. We all know this. Ask. And it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Next one says what? Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So yes, there are doors that God will just supernaturally open. Okay? When Peter got delivered from prison by the angel, as they got to the gate, each gate supernaturally opened. They're so good. But after the gate opened, then he had to go to the house where the believers were. And in order to get into the house where the believers were, he had to knock. Man, that's so good right there. Because so there's some doors God going to supernaturally open, but some doors you just going to need to knock on. And if you knock, it shall be opened unto you. Because what does it say? Everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Are there possible opportunities that you have forfeited because you were too scared to knock on a door? You were too timid to knock on a door? You know, when I was when I was in sales years ago, I used to have to go knocking door to door. And I was a little timid about it, so sometimes I would knock on a door. Because they had expressed, they said, you know, Adam, if you knock on 7 doors, you're going to close on 2 or something. I didn't really want nobody to come to the door, but I just figured if I knocked on it, it would be 1 of the 7. Well, nobody came. So I just go on to the next door. Okay. When I was, some of you, I don't know if y'all ever heard me tell this story, but when I was a little boy, the same paper route that I got held up on when I was about 10, 11 years old, God put a bottle to my neck and took all my Christmas money and my collections at that time. But there was one customer who I delivered the paper to for a year and I paid it for it myself. And the reason why I paid for it myself, because I had to walk upstairs, and she had a special needs son. And the special needs son was always on the porch. And so for me to go to the door, I had to go past the special needs child. And every time I would go to it, he would go, I never went and knocked on that door. So because I wouldn't knock on the door, I had to pay for their paper. Because I couldn't take them off the route. I had to knock in order to get my money. Y'all don't listen to me. Sometimes we're too scared to go get our money. You can't be scared. God said, listen, it's waiting there for you. Go knock on the door. Are y'all listening to me? Man, there's some good stuff here. Number 2, position yourself for wealth transfer. Don't be afraid to walk through the door. So God can open up a door, but then you got to walk through the door. Going back to Peter. When the angel, Peter's in prison, they're going to kill Peter. And the Lord sent an angel, woke Peter up Then an angel told Peter, get up. I think he told him to put on your shoes, come follow me. So the angel was there. The angel woke him up. The angel opened up the gates, but Peter still had to walk through the gates. And so God can supernaturally open up doors and give you opportunities that you're too fearful to walk through. Pastor Marcia, she tells the story how years ago when we had just started in ministry, and the part that she don't tell that I know true, she was going through with me, and she needed some help. And we was young in ministry, and I was off balance, and she needed somebody more experienced to help her how to put up with this new preacher who had gone crazy starting this church and just focused nothing on but ministry. And so she wrote to this well-established, high-profile first lady, pastor's wife, and she wrote to her, but she probably just thought she was just, you know how you just write in a diary, you're not expecting anybody to answer, you're just getting your feelings out. I think that's what she thought she was doing. She wrote to her, and the person had a secretary call Pastor Marcia back and said, call me. I want to arrange a meeting with you. Well, Pastor Marcia, she got so overwhelmed that this first lady would dare call her back. She didn't call her back. So the door opened, but too fearful to walk through it. Are y'all listening to me? Don't forfeit the opportunities that God gives you in this season. That's a word for somebody. So don't be afraid to walk through doors that God's going to give you for wealth transfer. 1 Corinthians 16:9. Paul says, and he's talking about the gospel, the ministry. He says, for a great door and effectual is open unto me. And there are many adversaries. He said, now God has opened up a door. It can be a very effective door. It can be, it's a great opportunity. But I also know there are many adversaries. So he was asking them to pray for them. I need you all to pray for me because I know God's opening the door, but I also know that there's people who don't want me to go through that door. I also know that there's weapons that's going to be formed against me. I know that there's an enemy out there who's going to try to block my progress. He said, but I need you to pray for me that I have boldness despite the adversary to take advantage of the great door and the opportunities that God has given me. Amen. And so what this means for many of us, and this may be for some of us in new opportunities, first time doing something, maybe first time as an African-American person, first time as a woman, first time for somebody your age, whatever. It's a possibility that you might be the first one or one of only a few to go through these new doors and take advantage of the new opportunities. Which means that you may be the first one. It may not be anybody who looks like you there. It may not be anyone who's from your particular demographic there. You may be the first one in that department without a degree. You may be the first one who didn't come up out of the traditional succession of how they do. You may be the first one that they hired from outside the company. You may be the first one who looks like you. But don't be afraid to walk through the doors. In Esther 4:14, God had arranged for Esther to now be the queen. And the king perhaps didn't know that she was passing. She was passing. What were they? Persians? Persians? But she was passing. They didn't know she was a Jewish girl. Okay. She was passing for one of the majority population. And so she was just kind of blending in. But now a decree had gone forth and all of her people were about to be killed. And her uncle Mordecai came to her and said, listen, girl, you need to go into the king and you're going to have to save your people. And she was at first afraid to go in. Esther 4:14. And he said to her, if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then there shall be enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. He said, now God's going to do what he wants to do. Now he can use you to do it or he'll use somebody else. But don't stop there. He said, but if he don't use you to do it, if he has to use somebody else, look at this. He said, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. You need to understand. He said deliverance can come from somebody else. But if you don't do what he wants him to do, then God can't do what he wants to do for you and your family.
But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And whom knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? He said, I know you. I know you enjoying all the perks of being the new queen. I know you're being nice, having maidens and being in the court and special baths and special perfumes and able to snap your finger and get all the service because you're the queen. He said, but let me tell you something, baby girl. This is bigger than you. I know you're enjoying all the perks, but God has you in this position not just for you. You are blessed to be a blessing. He put you in this position to open up a door so you can bring other people with you. That verse from the Message translation, Esther 4:14. It says, if you persist in staying silent at this time, at a time like this, help and deliverance will arise for the Jews from someplace else. Now, God's going to do what he wants to do to bless his people. But he also wants to do what he wants to do for you and your family. He said, but you and your family will be wiped out. He said, who knows? Maybe you were made queen for just such a time as this. Maybe you're the first one. I got to stand up now. Maybe you're the first one who looks like you to come into that company to open up a door for other folks who look like you. Maybe you're the first one to take the abuse so other people look like you won't have to be abused. Over this past week, we've been celebrating the life and the legacy of Congressman John Lewis, a civil rights hero. And when you hear his story and see his story and hear what he went through. Now, Lord knows, I look back as some of our ancestors and people and the people in the civil rights. Now, I don't know. Now, I would love to say I would have stood there and took it too. I will let them beat me. I will let that dog bite me. Okay. I'm supposed to like my dog. I won't let my own dog bite me. Now, if I ain't let Solomon bite me, I ain't let no other dog bite me. Okay. Now, me and the dog, we going to be rumbling. Okay. Maybe I could have been non-violent with the cops. I have to be violent with a dog. But they went through all that abuse. So you and I, this year, don't forget it. So you and I could have the right to vote. People died so we could vote. Well, I ain't that excited about the candidate. Vote unexcitedly. Vote unenthusiastically, but vote. Vote Democrat, vote Republican. Write your own name in, but vote. Somebody say, I never thought about that, writing my own name in. You're going to be the only one to write it in, but it make you feel better. But people died, so you can have that right to go and do that. So we have to understand that many times when God opens up opportunities for us, even for wealth transfer, it's not just about us. Now, this is what I got ready to say earlier. I got distracted as I was getting ready to say it. God has blessed me. This is what I got ready to say when I was saying I'm at a place now that I'm getting things just to enjoy. Okay, God has blessed me, and I realize the things that I have that I just get to enjoy, other people don't even have the brain space to think about it. And I look at God has blessed my life and blessed me being able to bless my family and do different things, even do other. I mean, come on. I mean, there was me blessing somebody else with a Mercedes. Some of you don't know, when I started our church, I bought myself it was the first car I ever had that I paid cash for. $3,000 for a Saab, okay? Some of you young people don't even know what a Saab is. I guess Saab was so sobby that Saab ain't even around. No. We just sobbing about the Saab. Saab ain't even around anymore, I don't believe, okay? But I'll never forget, I was so proud of that car. I was proud of that car because I paid cash for it, okay? And there was a young man who's coming to our church who was really off in his thinking. And I pulled up, and he was doing quite well. You know, he was in sales. He had just built a real nice house, and he drove Infiniti and all that kind of stuff. And I drove him. I remember him laughing at me. I remember that car, honey. The lining on the ceiling of the car was starting to drop down. okay? And I have to try to spray some glue and hold it up, okay? I was in no position to think about buying somebody else a car, okay? But now the fact that I could, that have what the Lord spoke to me last Saturday, I'm riding down the street on my way home, and I see this car parked in a place where people just taking cars out there to sell it, with that and a Jeep out there. And Lord tell me, turn around and go, and he speaks to me about that sister, and says, turn around and go see about that car. And I said, so I immediately turned around. Now, I knew what the Lord was telling me to do. I knew he was speaking to me to buy it. There was a time I didn't have any brain space to think about buying anybody else's car. I was just trying to keep the one that I had with oil and gas in it. And so God has blessed me in ways that I never saw being blessed. But I realized God's blessed me and brought me to the place that I am because it's not just about me. See, and here's the real point I was getting ready to make. And everything that I have, I never asked for. Now, I know this goes against traditional word of faith teaching. I have asked God to increase this ministry. I've asked God for the money to build the churches that he's told me to build and to pay off buildings. I've asked God for money to bless other people. I've never asked God for money for a Mercedes for myself. I've never asked God for a Jaguar. I never asked God for a big house. Some friends used to go in their house and they would have pictures on their refrigerator of the house that they wanted, of the Mercedes that they wanted. God blessed me with all that kind of stuff. I never had a picture of it. All I wanted to do was fulfill the will of God for my life. All those things came as a result of just doing the will of God. Can I tell you, if you were in the will of God, you don't have to look for things. Things will find you. You don't have to go searching for money. Money will come. Money's looking for you. So I'm saying that because we got to get our motives right. That's what this book is about. In whom there's no guile, that's what it's about. It's about getting your motives right. So as God opens up doors, I want you to believe and understand. God's going to open up doors for you to get wealth, but it's not just about you. It's about you being blessed to be a blessing. It's about you becoming a distribution center. Somebody, you know, when here in South Carolina, when you go towards Spartanburg on 26 going west, as you get up closer towards Spartanburg in the Greenville area, over on the left, there is this big Walmart distribution center. You see just lines loaded up of Walmart trucks. And as large as Walmart is, Walmart gets supplied from that distribution center. The stuff in that distribution center is not for the profit of the distribution center. The stuff that's in the distribution center is to get it out to all the other Walmarts. Are y'all listening to me? If you would make up your mind, I want to be a distribution center for the kingdom of God. God, if you get it to me, you can get it through me. If I have it, somebody else can have it. If you bless me with it, I'll bless somebody else. So I'm saying that. So when you see a preacher like me who wearing a Rolex watch, the first one that I got, the church got together and blessed me with a Rolex watch for my 40th birthday. That was about 5 years ago. Yes, that's right. They blessed me with a Rolex watch. And I was blown away. I remember the time the Rolex watch was about $5,000. Well, can I tell you, since then, I have personally given away 6 Rolex watches. 3 of them in church. So don't judge somebody's harvest till you know their seed. So you can't make me feel bad about wearing a Rolex watch when I know them giving away 6 of them. Are you listening to me? And so God wants you to have that mindset to be blessed, to be blessed. Let me wrap this up here. So let me continue here with this point. Don't be afraid to walk through the door and understand God's going to open up doors just for you. I mean, for you to be a blessed, not just for you, but to be a blessed to somebody else. Now, in this season, as God opens up doors, and if you are afraid or hesitant to walk through the door, get counsel. Because sometimes, I'm speaking this to somebody, God can bring an opportunity to you that just seems unbelievable, is untrue. You've never done anything like this, okay? And I'm saying good counsel because I was in a position, we built churches and got millions of dollars of loans and paid off millions of dollars.
I had no access. I had no access. I didn't say I didn't know anyone. I had no access. So you didn't understand what access is. You can know people, have no access to them. So I knew people, but I had no access to anybody that could help me. Where I came from, they had never, the churches I was in, they had never done these things before. They had never had built buildings and had multi-million dollar contracts and all that and got and applied for $1 million in loan from a bank. And I'm doing all this. And so I had to do things just by praying in the Holy Ghost and asking God for wisdom and reading books and researching and some of it by trial and error. Sometimes Pastor Marston, we look back over our life and over our ministry. We said, man, there was nothing but God because we didn't know what we were doing. But if that's not your situation, you have access to people that can give you counsel. Our suggestion to you is get the counsel. Proverbs 11:14. It says, where no counsel is, the people fall. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. So if you there's an opportunity to walk through a door that's bigger than you've ever walked through before and you don't know what to do, if you have access to somebody that can give you counsel about how to walk through that door, what to do when you get in the room, then get counsel from them. Proverbs 15:22, it says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. In other words, you don't accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established.
There is a wealth transfer that God wants to get to believers. In this informative series, Bishop Herbert Bailey gives us the keys to taking advantage of wealth transfer opportunities. To order, please call 877-798-5433 or go to www.rightdirection.info. Ask for the wealth transfer. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.